Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today, a t-shirt designed by Crudy himself. Lots to talk about. Let's wade right into it. Robin Voss, it's difficult to think of his saying or doing anything more devious and more damaging to the state than what he did yesterday. But here's what he said when he was asked about, should assault weapons be banned as a result of the murders in Boulder, Colorado, and Atlanta, Georgia recently, and the history of mass shootings in this country? When he was asked if there should be background checks for all gun sales and the elimination of private gun sales with no oversight and no background checks in parking lots and fields, sometimes at night, no one's around. What he said was, quote, and this is a paraphrase, so it's not a direct quote, but little can be done to stop shootings except arresting the people after they commit murders. There's little that can be done, says Voss, to stop shooting these mass shootings except to arrest the murderers after they strike. Now, that is disgusting on a lot of different levels. First of all, there should be no legislator, there should be no leader of any state, no leader of any legislature that just throws up his hands and says, there's a great evil afoot and there's nothing we can do about it, even consistent with the Constitution, no common sense thing we can do to cut down or eliminate these mass murders. Secondly, what it is a signal, because this is a gerrymandered legislature, illegitimate, gerrymandered to the point where the Democrats get more than half the vote statewide in legislative races, and the Republicans get two-thirds, roughly, of the assembly. And they're simply, you know what they simply are, is a rabble, essentially, of werewolves and she-wolves who convene occasionally to plot on how they can further injure the state of Wisconsin. That's essentially their function. That's what they see as their function. That's what their donors want as their function. But in this particular case, that's a signal from Voss that they are not going to entertain any reasonable gun violence legislation at all. Most people would say, if you have nothing to hide, what's wrong with a background check? If you have a felony conviction and not supposed to have a gun, well, that will show up. If you have a history of mental illness, you're incarcerated somewhere, that will show up. And for him to say even that will not be done, even that will not be done, when in the Colorado, the Boulder shooting, the murderer bought the weapon. It's an AR-15 pistol. I mean, it's an AR-15, technically a pistol. 6 days, he bought it 6 days before he committed the murders. Boulder had passed a background check requirement locally that would have stopped that sale, but that was set aside. That was set aside. And that's what you get. So what do you do about that? Ultimately, what you do about that is get rid of the gerrymandered legislature, put in a fair maps commission like Iowa, a lot of states, where you have independent people, experts, who simply divide the state into 99 assembly districts, 33 state senate districts, and 8 congressional districts, based on communities of interest and not political advantage for the Republican or Democratic Party. You know, there are counties like Greene County, Sheboygan County, many counties that are split 2-3 or more ways to scoop out little pockets of votes to make sure that about 2/3 of the legislature stays Republican. It's called packing and cracking, stuffing lots of Democratic votes in a few districts. So in Dane County, in the Isthmus, in Milwaukee County, you have districts that are 80% Democratic. In Milwaukee County, 90% Democratic in the inner city. A lot of votes wasted. Yeah, you're going to get a Democrat. But on the outskirts of Milwaukee, the outskirts of Dane County, you have 55-45 Republican districts, 54-46. Very hard to overcome that. 53-47. You have a really small number of overwhelming Democratic districts and a few overwhelming Republican districts, but by and large, districts that are so solidly Republican that the best Democratic candidate in the world can't overcome it. And these people will continue to vote. They'll vote to destroy the University of Wisconsin. They'll vote to destroy groundwater, fill it with forever chemicals. They'll vote to exempt manufacturers from all taxes, income taxes, just because they own a manufacturing company, not requiring them to add more jobs. Could be profitable companies, but just single them out and do whatever the donors to the Republican Party want. They'll vote for that. Anyway, on the matter of guns, any reasonable person would say two things right now. I don't care where you are on the issue. Why should there not be background checks for everybody who buys a gun? Why shouldn't there be background checks? If you have nothing to hide, you got nothing to hide. I think, and I've told you this before, that the people on the no-fly list should be prohibited from owning guns. If they are not trusted with an airline ticket, people are afraid that they'll hijack the plane and drive it into the ocean or drive it into the ground and attack the pilot. Why would you give them a gun? And if they're mentally ill, they're felons, criminals, part of a drug cartel, part of jihad, why would you give them a gun? That is an injury to the United States. And the second thing is, when you talk about guns, submachine guns, automatic guns, were outlawed in the 1930s. And the NRA, just getting started, supported that. The NRA in the early 1990s supported a ban on assault weapons. It's only recently, with you have an extreme right-wing leadership of the NRA that has been helping themselves to millions of dollars of NRA contributions for their own private lifestyles and are under investigation by the Attorney General of New York, where they're incorporated, and they voluntarily filed to give up that incorporation, reincorporate in Texas, where the Attorney General is under indictment and would do anything they said. These people at the head of the NRA are not even like the ones that were the head of the NRA in the early 90s. And they will not support the ban on assault weapons. But, you know, I go beyond, quite frankly, you know, they're very common arguments, and they're good arguments. You know, what kind of weapons were there in 1776 and 1788? There were muskets, and you crammed a bullet in them, and you crammed some powder in them, and then you shot, and they were very, very unreliable. And then you took about a minute to jam another bullet and some more powder in there, and that's what we mean by weapons. Well, that's true historically, but I'm not relying on that. I'm not relying on that. The fact of the matter is, there were developments of guns in the 19th century, And I think people are right to bear arms. I think people are right to own weapons. But they don't have a right to own nuclear weapons. They don't have a right to own biological weapons. They don't have a right to own chemical weapons. It's against the law for them to own bazookas or shoulder-mounted missile launchers that could take down a commercial airplane. It's illegal to own a machine gun. And many assault weapons are like machine guns, technologically. Multiple rounds, easily. They can be adapted, even if they aren't adapted. As they can kill dozens and dozens of people in the blink of an eye. You're not going to hunt with them. You're not going to do anything other than target practice or murder people. That legislation has got to be passed. Banning assault weapons and full background checks for all gun sales. It's simply common sense. It doesn't take anybody's gun away from them. You can still own 100 guns, but you're not going to own something that's constructively like a machine gun. You're not going to do it. And Voss is standing in the way for his gerrymandered werewolves and the she-wolves of the QAnon right. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the...